This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The primary elections are about 10 months away, and fundraising is underway. Joanne Krulatz reports on Republican gubernatorial fundraising.
A fundraising milestone in the race for Wisconsin's next governor. As originally reported by Spectrum News Wisconsin, the campaign of Republican 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany announced Monday that it's raised $100 million, less than 2 weeks after officially launching. In a statement, Tiffany said Democrats are propped up by Hollywood millionaires and coastal elites, while his campaign is building a grassroots movement in the state. The campaign of Republican candidate Washington County Executive Josh Schoeman had raised just over $425,000 between entering the race in May and the July campaign finance report to the State Ethics Commission. The next campaign finance filing deadline with the commission is on January 15th.
Taylor Shabusiness was convicted Wednesday of a misdemeanor count of disorderly conduct after pleading guilty to attacking a staff member in July of 2024 at the Tichita Correctional Institution. She was originally charged with a felony count of battery by a prisoner, but the plea agreement reduced that charge. Shabusiness, who is serving a life sentence for the murder and dismemberment of Shad Tyrion in Green Bay, will be sentenced on the misdemeanor count December 1st. This month, the State Department of Transportation is urging parents and caregivers to set good examples for teen drivers. Civic Media's Isabella Nieto has more.
A teen driver is involved in a crash every 28 minutes in Wisconsin. In 2024, teen drivers were involved in over 18,000 crashes statewide, causing 70 fatalities and over 5,000 injuries. 24 teenage drivers were killed in these crashes. October is Teen Driver Safety Month, encouraging parents and caregivers to teach their teens how to drive safely. In a video released by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, State Trooper Drager urged parents to make sure their teens know the rules of the road before getting behind the wheel.
Your teen watches how you drive, so be sure to set the right example. Be consistent with the message you tell your teen and your own driving behaviors.
The Wisconsin DOT urges parents and caregivers to have conversations with their teens about the importance of safe driving and being clear about the rules. Never drive impaired, buckle up, avoid distractions, and watch the speed limit.
We all have a role in keeping teens safe on the road. Thanks for doing your part.
For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
Wisconsin has lost $8 million that was supposed to go toward recruiting and training special education teachers. Now the case is in court. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Trump administration has canceled tens of millions of dollars in grants to Wisconsin schools for all kinds of programs. Superintendent Jill Underley's office says this program has trained and mentored more than 300 teachers since it started last year. The Trump administration canceled a remaining $8 million in this grant because it said teachers would have an equity mindset. The DPI removed that language and a judge allowed the administration to cancel the grant, but the DPI has appealed and now they're waiting on an answer. Data shows that after 7 years on the job, more than half of Wisconsin's special ed teachers left for other professions or left the state altogether.
The Oshkosh Area Humane Society is full with felines and is looking for adopters. As of Monday, the OAHS had 151 cats and kittens in care, of which 51 are up for adoption, 79 are in foster care homes, and 21 are waiting for medical care or space on the floor. In just the last 10 days, the shelter has taken in 44 cats from two local homes. The push to check for voter citizenship in Wisconsin is on hold for now. Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
Waukesha County Judge Michael Maxwell has delayed part of his order requiring verification for new voter registrations. He's set arguments for October 31st. The state's Department of Justice says the change would have meant a major overhaul of the MyVote system in a months-long online shutdown. Maxwell has left other parts of his ruling in place, including a review of current voter rolls. The fight comes as supporters of the lawsuit point out that 71% of Wisconsin voters backed a recent amendment allowing only U.S. citizens to vote in local and state elections.
In October, thoughts go to harvest festivals and pumpkins. But for our Latinx friends, Dia de los Muertos is an essential celebration on November 1st. To honor Dia de los Muertos, the Oshkosh Public Library is having a mask-making and sugar skull workshop from 5 till 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Then people can take their masks to the family-friendly Dia de los Muertos celebrations with mariachi performances, bilingual puppet stories, and kids' crafts at the Oshkosh Public Museum Saturday, October 11th, from 10 until 4:30. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Game 4, Cubs and Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, there will be a Game 4 tonight in Chicago. The Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3. Chicago scoring all of their runs in the first inning, keeping their playoff hopes alive. On the brink of elimination, Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's fun and stressful in the same sentence and the same light, and I think you feel both emotions a lot.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Both teams come out firing. You know, that's what it's about. They know us. We know them. There's a lot of emotion in the game, and it says something for both teams. Really.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Doc Rivers asked about that ESPN report that the Bucks discussed trading Giannis to the Knicks.
It was a conversation where a team called, and John has been saying no now for 11 years. I don't know why this is a news story, you know, but I guess it is.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.